76.
A judge says no me gusta when it comes to the tough immigration law that was supposed to kick in right now in Arizona. Here's what Governor Jan Brewer had to say about the new battle in another courtroom for another day.
Throughout the day, and we will move forward after we get our arms totally around this. I would assume that we would be temporarily working hard and moving forward with my legal team to see what it is that we are going to appeal, but we are going to continue to request that that we get heard on this and that the citizens of Arizona are protected. I think that it's important to remind everybody that today they absolutely, the federal government, got relief from the courts to not to do their job. And that means that now they've got this temporary injunction, they need to step up, the feds do, and do the job that they have the responsibility to do for the people of America and for the people of Arizona. And with that, we'll just...
A victory or a defeat for the state of Arizona today?
Well, it's obviously, it's a little bump in the road, I believe, and that, you know, until I get my whole arms around it, we don't really exactly know where we're going to go. We knew, regardless of what happened today, of course, that one side or the other side was going to appeal. So this begins the process. This is an injunction. They haven't heard really the merits of the bill. This is just an injunction, a temporary injunction. And our legal team, and I'm sure the United States of America's legal team, will be looking at some of the issues that they're concerned about, and we'll be looking at the issues that we're concerned about, and we'll start down that process.
You don't sound surprised.
Thank you.
All right, so you can see everybody was clamoring to get their questions in to the governor. This isn't a surprise. We knew it was going to be a block move the second the law kicked in, was supposed to kick in, and there were at least seven lawsuits, including the federal suit against Arizona challenging the constitutionality. This goes all the way up to the Supremes. We're certain of that. I'd be shocked if it didn't. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. As I am fond of saying on this show, left, right, or undecided, don't care what your stripes are. If you have an opinion, throw in your two. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And she talked, I think, a little bit there about what would happen now that their lawyers would get ready and all that sort of stuff. And it goes to the Ninth Circuit Court. That's where it'll end up next. So they file an appeal to reinstate the provision to be able to check someone's immigration status if they are stopped on something else. What's interesting is that Brewer's right when she says the fight is far from over. Arizona's going to continue to push it, and they're not the only state that's going to continue to do that. But for now, absolutely, that cannot happen. That can't happen because the provision was blocked by the U.S. District Judge, and it included the big one, a police officer determining the immigration status of a person that's somehow detained for whatever reason, doesn't matter, or arrested. That can't happen now. So there'll be, I'm sure, a lot of eyes on the law enforcement types in Arizona to see what happens. What's really crazy about this whole immigration issue in general, and my biggest bone of contention, is the federal government does nothing. Yes, there are laws in the books, they're not enforced. It just festers over and over and over again. The last attempt to tackle the illegal problem, to overhaul the whole thing, was in 2007 when the Republicans sent down in flames the reforms that were pushed by George Bush, who was then the president, the Republican president. This ruling is big for the administration now because they want to break the deadlock and pass a comprehensive immigration law tightening border security and giving millions of illegal immigrants a shot at legal status. This, in a nutshell, was exactly what George Bush was pushing for, too. it's the same thing that Obama says he wants to see happen in this country. And now we'll let the people decide, because it is all about the people's opinions. After all, November couldn't be bigger when you think of all the offices that are up for grabs in the Senate, 37 seats of the House, all the seats, 435. And how many governorships are up for grabs? 37. 37 in this country. Did you realize that? And that plays into it as well. How many illegal immigrants are there in the United States? We have a country of over 300 million people. We always hear 10, 11 million. I don't buy it. I think it's at least double that. But regardless, whatever the number is, the Justice Department was arguing that provisions of the law that would have been in effect as the clock struck midnight Arizona time, that in fact what the law did was encroach on the government's authority over immigration policy and enforcement. You already hear what I said. I think it's a bunch of baloney, because nothing is really truly ever enforced, and that's the problem. These laws are laws that are not pushed. Whenever you see a big ICE bust, whether it's a meatpacking plant or something else, maybe a farm, whatever, it makes national headlines. And the reason is because it's so infrequent. This will go to the Supreme Court. I think all the provisions actually may end up there in the Supreme Court. But for now, it goes to the Court of Appeals. You can throw in your two, as I said, fair or foul, America, your take. The Mexican government, by the way, quick to say, Felipe Calderon hailing this ruling as a step in the right direction. Of course, because they don't want to lose the bucks that are coming in from America. You had about 100, maybe 200 people or so that were cheering and chanting outside the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City, screaming, "Yes, we can." And there are a lot of people who have a lot of opinions on this, including here on this show. So we're going to dedicate a lot of it to now what happens in moving forward in Arizona and other places. I mean, we'll say the same thing. It's a law. It's a federal law already. It hasn't been enforced. It's not enforced. It truly, truly is not. You're entering the country illegally. You're living here illegally, period. That's the end of the story. Mexico is a corrupt and violent country, and they're not interested in cleaning up their own backyard. It's the haves and the have-nots. So I don't blame the people who want to make money and want to have a living and want to have a better way of life for coming across the border. But because we have this porous border and it's been allowed to fester for so long, that's why things happen like what happened in Arizona. Because in Washington, there are a bunch of sissies, a bunch of idiots. They will not take a hard stand on this for fear of losing the office, for fear of losing their grasp on whatever political power they have. All right, we'll talk more about this on the flip side, some reaction. Hang with us.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
The can down the road on the Arizona immigration law that will not really go into effect on Thursday. I say really because the one biggest part of the law that everybody was talking about is the fact that a cop, a sheriff's deputy could pull somebody over for something else, some other violation, and ask whether they were in the country illegally. They could, if they had a suspicion, once they were writing them a ticket for something else or whatever, they could then have questioned somebody about were they in the country legally, were they a citizen, that kind of stuff. And that has been the protest for many people, that it's ridiculous to be able to do that in the first place, and you know the fallout from it. And now the injunction means that will not be enforced. So it still stays in the courts. This is absolutely where we knew it would end up. Fair or foul, what do you think ends up happening in the long run? Does it go all the way up to the Supreme Court? Yeah. What does the Supreme Court ultimately say? Does Arizona win this battle, and will other states jump on board? In the meantime, and we're going to let you hear some reaction here in a second, but a couple of things that we're going to talk about at the tail end of this segment include, we have not forgotten what's going on with the U.S. drills in the sixth day. Remember, it seemed like it was just going to be a two-day affair. Somehow it's stretched into 4 days, and it's that show of muscle, the South Korean military will say, and the Americans with our biggest aircraft carrier and a show of some of our biggest, baddest toys right under the noses of North Korea. Pretty much it's been quiet so far. I mean, this is day 4, and it's quiet. I'm surprised. remember, North Korea said, we're not going to tolerate that. We will strike back and all this other kind of nonsense. And even at the stare down game where Hillary Clinton and Robert Gates were on hand at the 38th parallel, nothing happened there. But so far it's all calm on the seas. So yes, things are being tested, but the North Koreans aren't reacting. Interesting. You know, Kim Jong-il is like a turtle. He will stick his head out as far as he can possibly stick it out when he knows he's safe. And then he pulls it back into the shell when it looks like it's a little bit tricky out there. Maybe I just want to retreat. And this is what happens continuously with North Korea. Big bad threats, almost like Ahmadinejad in Iran, and yet never pushes the envelope all the way to the other side. I was almost convinced that was going to happen this time around. We'll see. This is day four, like I said. Sanctions are supposed to get tougher. Conversation is continuing over the situation in North Korea because the South Koreans want justice for the 46 dead soldiers. It really, truly is one of those, I'm daring you to make a move. But if you go back to the 50s and you think of the two countries and how, what is it, 150 miles of that neutral land, that, like I call it, the stare down game, where else do you have that? We'll call it a truce, and for all these years, we'll live next to each other, and the threat will always loom, but we are divided. We're South Korea, we're free, you're North Korea, you're communist. Let's jump back to Arizona and get some reaction on this. Certainly two people, including one woman who was concerned about her shop, her position, that kind of thing, and another one who feels like the sun is really shining bright on Arizona now. Both of them believe that the immigration law was bogus and are happy that an injunction is putting this aside for now while an appeal goes through the system.
Yesterday I went to bed really depressed, but this morning, like, everything just came back, like the hope, the faith, knowing that all those prayers are really, you know, working.
I was really worried, you know, for all our customers, and it's been slow, but thank God everything's back.
Wow, you can tell she was choked up. Of course it's an emotional issue for a lot of people. It's an emotional issue for people. Think of I think one of the tougher things is in Arizona, they've got too much crime. They have gangs. They have, it's a major drug corridor there. There's too much desert. There's too much of a horrible element that comes in. But there are also people who have brothers, sisters, cousins, families that had nothing but the clothes on their back, came over to America, desperately wanted to be in America because they knew they could get a job and earn more money and have more possibilities for their kids than they would have in Mexico. So then, not the anchor babies, not coming and dropping a bunch of babies, but the people who brought young children, and then those young children are caught in that web. But this is the problem with the immigration issue. It's everybody has a story. I mean, everybody has a story. But there's probably 20 million of those stories. And nothing was done for so many decades that it spiraled out of control. So it's the same thing. Corporations are full of it when they try to say that, oh, they didn't realize that they were getting so many bogus Social Security numbers or whatever. They realized it when they drove off on yet another Escalade or Mercedes or another house for one of their kids or whatever. There were reasons why they did it. It was cheap labor, and it continues to be cheap labor. So you can't deny that part of it. Arizona had enough, so they tried to enact a law and were snubbed by Washington. Now, Washington had no choice but to react, to answer back. They filed this lawsuit. Now let's see what happens when it ends up in the lap of the Supreme Court. On the constitutionality side of it, I really think that Arizona has a good chance to win it. So it just delays what could be ultimately the inevitable in that state, whether it's Tucson, Phoenix, you know, pick a town, any town, you know. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Hey, Tom.
How are you doing tonight?
Excellent. How are you?
Well, I'm going. Can I get intense?
Yeah, you always get intense. Go ahead.
Hey, a well-regulated militia for the security of a free state, the right to own and bear arms shall not be infringed. A regulated militia is people of citizens that own their own weapons that will come to the defense of America. Bring them on.
You know what? There are a lot of people, Tom, that are saying the same thing, that take off the rose-colored glasses, load them up, because at the parts of the border where you're talking about some unprotected areas where you've got ranchers or people who have homes in small towns, they're willing to do what they have to do.
That's exactly right. And I'll say something else there. They can call them pigs all they want, because pigs means pride, integrity, guts, and service.
All right, so Tom has spoken. What about the rest of you? He says, hey, if you got to get your guns out. If you want to call it a militia, call it a militia. But if you get forced against the wall and nothing happens and nobody's bailing you out, then you got to do what you got to do, right? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Remember we had the Minuteman militia that went to the border to help some of the Border Patrol agents. And actually, if you talk to the Border Patrol agents, they said a lot of the guys, it was mostly guys, were very, very helpful in some of the things that they were able to do to take off of their back, because it's particularly those desert areas, the remote areas. Yes, some National Guard has been sent down, and yes, when you talk about massive checkpoints, if it's Tijuana, if it's that horrific Zaragoza Bridge that is between Juarez and El Paso, or some of the other main crossing points, kind of a different story, a different animal. There's still people that are getting through, but in different ways. In the desert areas, like Arizona, and that's why Arizona hit so hard by this, also New Mexico, very same thing. Talking about the WikiLeaks next, and what more that fallout has been, and some other odds and ends, plus always up for grabs is what's now happened with the immigration law in Arizona. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Kate hanging out with you here on America Tonight. We're gonna scatter shoot a bit because we don't want to make it all Arizona all the time. We will jump back to that, but a couple of other things. WikiLeaks was huge on the radar. Talked to somebody at the Pentagon the other day, you know, that we've talked about some of the things that have broken in the past. Verifying, there's no question, I mean, those classified documents are the real deal. We knew that, right? 92,000 of them, all pointing to the, or all related to the Afghanistan war, but a lot of them pointing to the informants. So how this isn't a big deal, I don't get it. Because people could get killed and compromised ultimately, and there's no dancing around that. I mean, the names of the State Department people, the U.S. military people, the Afghans. So, by the way, it's not just the Afghanistan informants, and then the cities where they live. It's like a target list, an enemies list, if you will, to the Taliban. So we'll see how long their tentacles are, and if they can get things done, that would be awful if that's what goes down. But it'd be easy for them to dig up the information, and imagine there would be your prime examples, especially with the Afghans. find the people who are cooperating with the Americans or the coalition forces and do the damage that way as a warning to other people who might want to help the cause of the war, we'll say. And this, so this to me was very, very compromising. It's true. When sources are revealed and methods come to light, that's when real flesh and blood people die. It's not a game. It's for real. Even the former CIA director, Michael Hayden, agreed, saying that it's obvious that people are going to get killed as a result of the disclosure, and the damage to the intelligence gathering abilities might be devastating. That's why I think they're downplaying it in Washington. Obama went off the other day. He talked about it, saying it couldn't be tolerated, all that sort of stuff. And yes, you can't tolerate the leaks, but okay, now moving forward, how damaging is this? And it is, the answer is, it is very damaging. If you're an Afghan informer, would you really risk cooperating so that you could possibly have your head cut off, stuck on a pole outside of your village? I think not. Why would you ever work for the military now? This is the very thing you don't want to have happen. So the damage, what does it do to the war effort, is the next part of this. I guarantee in the Oval Office, they're not having nice, friendly conversations about Julian Assange, the guy who's the WikiLeaks founder, who says, I'm about journalism. I'm about freedom of speech. And here they are. Here are the things the American people don't know, and others. Here are the facts. This is what's there. The Pentagon keeps insisting that, yes, there's information there, but it can be interpreted all different ways, and it's not a bombshell revelation that will hurt the war efforts, but I think they're just pumping that out there as positive propaganda. Or maybe they really believe that, but I think they'd have to be idiots to think that. Clearly, you do not want the informants to be killed. You do not want that to happen. And how much of a devastating threat of it will be. This is like someone told me the other day, well, what about the Pentagon Papers? You know, the Pentagon Papers are, which is worse, the Pentagon Papers or these leaks right now? I would think as of now, the Pentagon Papers probably worse because of what it did. How long ago is this now? 40 some years ago. Just a little bit different. They say some of the information on WikiLeaks shouldn't have been classified in the first place because it didn't really pose an immediate threat to the forces. I mean, the volume of this stuff makes it pretty difficult to make a blanket judgment, I guess, right away, because you're talking about 92,000 documents. How do you pore over that? You must be taking lessons from Congress. Kill as many trees as you possibly can kill when you're writing these reports, one after another. And I'll tell you, the guy who is the founder of WikiLeaks, he knows that he easily could be a target himself, which is why the rumor is he never really stays in one place for more than 2 days and probably has bodyguards as well. Mm. We were talking about the Bush tax credits on a previous show, and why do you care about the Bush tax credits? Well, I guess the main and the simple answer to that is if you have a small business, if you work for a small business, then you care about the tax credits. Right today, you look in your wallet, you might not really care that much. A year from now, you'll care. 2 years from now, oh boy, you're going to really, really care. Ever do a 1099 deal? Work that way. A lot of people work that way in America. In fact, something like 90%. And if you have a very small business, I don't care what it is, a printing business, some other kind of service, maybe a construction service, and you have some freelancers and people that work for you, any vendor, anybody making over $600, you got to come up with those 1099s. You got to go through reams of paperwork, and more importantly, you're going to end up paying more taxes. So what does that do to the people underneath? What does that do to the possibility of more work? I think it's going to be a strangulation feeling on the small business pipeline across the country. Absolutely. I did say this was scatter shooting at the top. That's why I love this segment, because you can kind of go in all kinds of different directions. That is, after all, the definition of scatter shooting. You might have heard this earlier in the day. California is just drowning. They've got a $19 billion deficit. So the governor of the Gold Coast decided that we're going to have furloughs for thousands of state workers. It's the only way we're going to be able to try to keep our heads above water. So Schwarzenegger released an order requiring state workers to take 3 unpaid days off per month starting in August. State workers were furloughed 46 days back in February of 2009. So if you get an extra day off or two in the beginning, okay, that's fine. But when you really think about it, you know what that amounts to? A pay cut of about 14 to 15%. In California, how many people do you think can afford a pay cut that high? And how long does the furlough last? Who knows? With a budget in place that where you're bleeding, where you've got a $19 billion deficit, the cash situation is crazy. Remember all the IOUs? I was talking to someone the other day about the IOUs, and one of the vendors said they still hadn't been paid, and it had been like 3 or 4 months, and they were concerned because now they can't pay their bills. It's not like, oh, okay, well, you're a billionaire and we just owe you a little bit of money. No. The other thing about this furlough is the order does exempt some employees who work for the Franchise Tax Board, public safety agencies, the California Highway Patrol, because that's a little bit of a different story. You have 37,000 workers in 6 unions that recently reached a tentative labor agreement with the administration. So the unions agreed to contribute more of their salaries toward pension benefits and blah, 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 take unpaid personal leave, at least 1 day of unpaid personal leave, and that's about a 5% pay cut. It's going to affect a lot of people, at least 156,000 plus. And the idea is to get $80 million in the general fund in the savings and about $150 million in overall savings. It's mind-boggling, just simply mind-boggling. It means staycations for Californians who are middle class, if they've got kids in college, if they have one spouse who's unemployed or not making very much to begin with, and you wonder why people are teetering on the edge, and that's why they're there, because of blunders like that in the financial crisis that California has found itself in. Well, squarely it's tied to mortgages and what's happened in the housing industry, like a lot of other states. We were talking at the top of the hour, the biggest story, the biggest water cooler buzz is the Arizona law that does not kick in. The guts basically have been ripped apart out of SB 1070. And you had 70% of Hispanics who massively, vehemently opposed the new law. You have 70% of whites who support it. So who are the winners and who ultimately are the losers here? I already called it at the top. You've got all these businesses who continue, wink, wink, to hire illegals, then will sit at the bar and trash the situation, but yet they're doing the very thing that has created this mess in the first place. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Edition of We Can Count on a negative note. I am a big fan of animals. I just, you know, they're helpless creatures, right? And it's how the people who own them raise them, or when they adopt them, how they take care of them, because they're not doing it on their own. What do you say to people, and how do you, I don't know how people do this. 70, I'm even struggling for the word, 70 dogs, that's what they're saying, in Bloomington, Indiana, more than 70 of them, lived in a mobile home, and they're now in the care of the Humane Society. They were rescued earlier in the week. There are not a lot of laws to protect animals, so the homeowner wouldn't turn them over initially, and the dogs are being kept in cages inside the city's police and fire training garage. Most of them are puppies. The dogs were discovered after they got an anonymous tip. Everything had been stripped out of the trailer, down to the plywood floors. They constructed temporary chain link walls to serve as kennels, and it wasn't for individual dogs, it was for like a group of dogs. So you had two or three people who lived in the house with the dogs, and they thought they were helping the animals. They call them hoarders. That's what they do. They hoard animals. And that is, man, that is completely out of control. I think one dog is enough. Can you imagine 70 dogs? The people who have come in and rescued the massive amounts of animals, whether it's kittens or dogs or reptiles or whatever it is, say that it is a disease. There is the hoarding disease, and they have to get psychological help so that they can stop the abusive cycle. The take on people who do that is that they go back to it eventually. So if they have the dogs taken away and then they end up with just like one dog or two dogs, eventually they'll go back to the same old habits. All right, we move on to this one. A 4-year-old Brentwood girl walked away with only a scratch, which is a miracle. You know what she did? She was in a runaway SUV. It crashed into a neighbor's yard. Boy, isn't that your nightmare? The girl's father said that he had been working on his car for hours when he left it parked across the street in his driveway. He ran inside for a moment. That's always the problem. With little kids, can you really turn your back even for a second? So what happened was the little girl got in, sat down where she said her mother normally sits down on the passenger side, heard a noise, went over a hill, it flipped over, she climbed up the back and started crying. So the accident brought neighbors flying out of their houses, and it's a miracle that she was unharmed. Her name's Alexandra Rosa, and she was taken to the hospital to be looked at, but she's okay. And this happened in Brentwood, Pennsylvania. Every so often you read a story about some kid driving a car. It does happen occasionally where you have a really, really young child and somebody forgot the emergency brake, and it's usually the same story. They turned around. Next thing you know, they were rolling down a hill and a lake and, you know, whatever. It just goes back to that same thing that I said initially at the top. You cannot turn your head. The second that you do that is when something awful happens. I just saw the other day this new movie called Despicable Me in 3D with my nephew. And 3D couldn't be hotter, especially for kids. So if you have kids or grandkids, you know what I'm talking about, right? Well, Panasonic has a 3D camcorder, I guess, now for consumers. So to film birthday parties or the first walk of the baby or weddings or going to college or partying with your buddies or whatever. And they hope that an interest in 3D technology sparked by the movies like Avatar, like the one I saw, and so many of the other ones will send people to the store wanting that kind of experience. But check out this number. The whole camcorder and lens setup starts at about 170,000 yen. That was a trick. $2,000. So $2,000 is pretty cheap compared to what a professional camera would cost. But that's a lot. $2,000 to do the 3D thing. And then what does it mean when you, and I asked this question and they laughed when I asked this question, but I'll tell you what, I made a phone call to, I guess it was Best Buy. I wondered right away, you mean you have to sit at home with glasses on? And the one that they have, some doesn't require glasses, but the one that they have does require the 3D glasses. So everybody would have to wear them. And that would, I guess, be part of the package when you bought the digital camcorder. I don't know. I think it's kind of a cool idea, but it's an expensive little toy. And the problem would be is what I just said. It's fun at first. You have the glasses. Then you can't find the glasses. Then the grandmother's coming over. Your friends are coming over. You know, whatever the amount of, however amount of people you have. And are you going to have all the glasses to hand out to all these people? I don't know. Could be good. Kind of a novelty thing. Once the price comes down, maybe more people would be interested in it. How about this? A judge set bail at $10 million for a financial advisor to the movie stars. And they can get out on bail if the brothers change their minds and put their houses up as collateral. This is what a Manhattan judge said. At a brief hearing, the judge decided that Kenneth Starr could leave bail and be put under house arrest if he posted $10 million bond. And the whole thing here was this Ponzi scheme from January of 2008 through April cheated a lot of really wealthy clients out of almost $60 million. Whew. And the particular money advisor, and you may have seen this story crop up, worked with Sylvester Stallone, Martin Scorsese, Wesley Snipes, and, you know, a slew of others fell into that category. How that, boy, it is all about who you know. And then somebody says, well, this guy's really good and I'd recommend him. And then they pass the recommendation on. And the person who's doing the Ponzi scheme is just, it's just a shell game. They're just moving things around, making it look like they actually know what they're doing when in fact they know they're ripping you off, but they don't really know what they're doing financially. So you got to think, like the Stallones and the Scorseses, that's pretty potent names. You got to think that they are fuming. I mean, absolutely fuming about being duped. If in fact they were duped to the amount of money, like the Bernie Madoff people were ultimately gave up, and that was a crazy amount of money from Florida to the Midwest to New York to anybody who could get in with Bernie Madoff. He was taking it from anywhere he could get it. It's a little bit different than this Ponzi scheme, I would say. We're going to leave you with one more. Amazon unveils a new Kindle, and you know what it starts at? The starting price for it is $139. So the Kindle craze is kind of, I think, is now more than taking off. When I went to the bookstore a couple of weeks ago, they even have a booth set up like Barnes & Noble, and they're selling the Kindle. How crazy is that? Although I guess it could be a good marriage. And they lowered the Kindle ebook reader from $259 to $189. So now they got this fully revamped Kindle. It's easier to look at it. It starts at $139. Amazon's third generation is smaller by 21%, 15% lighter, and it's got better contrast. That's what you're always looking for. You can be out in the sun, you can see it all over the place. It has two colors, graphic and white. So far, all Kindles have used a wireless connection of 3G network to get books and manage subscriptions. The new ones, this is the cool part, could actually have Wi-Fi inside so that people at home or at a coffee shop would just log on through that network instead. Flip it open and you are reading. You're sitting there, you're kicking back, drinking your latte or your plain black Joe, and you're just reading away. I don't know, so I still like the feel of that hard print in my hands or something. You might think I'm ridiculous, I don't know. Call me old school on this one, okay?